The difference in the basketball game as we start the second half is 7 points, and the bench scoring is the difference in the game. The Raiders have outscored the Grizzlies 15-8. 7-point differential there, 7-point differential on the scoreboard as we start the second half. Starters for the Grizzlies, starting five, Trayon Grant Foster, Kyle Gervinho, Lionel Kamwemba, Carlos Paul, and Urchi Hanami. Anthony Sellers, Fahim Moran, Kyle Edison, Michi White, and Bryce Wallace are the five for the Raiders. And here we go. The Raiders shoot to the bucket to our right. They'll throw the ball in at midcourt. Fahim Moran has it. He'll get it back to White eventually here, probably. He has it now at the point. On the right side, Grizzlies start in the zone in the left corner. Shot from the corner for three is good. Fahim Moran. His first three of the night. Grizzlies have been outscored from the three-point line. Both teams shot 41% for the Raiders, 40% for the Grizzlies in the first half. Grizzly ball with 14 on the shot clock. Screen goes right. Germany hedges now on the left point. Lionel to Kyle. 5 seconds. And a bump foul will be called on Anthony Sellers, and it'll be his first foul for the Raiders. Grizzly ball on the side with 20 on the shot clock. Carlos Paul will throw the ball in for the Grizzlies. We could use a bucket down by 10. Left corner, Carlos. Kamwemba got open inside, couldn't get the pass. Now a handoff, TGF. A bank shot is no good. Ball tipped out of bounds by the Raiders. No, it's going to be off the Grizzlies. TGF made the right call there. He tried to bank the ball. He was about 10 feet away, but he was a little stout. Now full court pressure. Up the right side, Sellers crosses over. Now to the other side in the corner. Wallace steps through, and he'll be fouled by Carlos Paul. No, it'll be Urji Hanami. Urji has his first foul. 18:52 to go in the second half. 10-point game, inbound pass. Wallace has it to the left corner. Moran now picked up by Carlos to the point. Down the key strong, kick it to the right corner. Wide open, White for three, good. And now we're down, instead of seven, we're down by 13. Paul, or Germany, all the way to the lane. Goes up, missed the lay-in, but he got his own rebound. And he'll be fouled on the play. That'll stop the clock with 18:25 to go. Kyle Edison with the personal foul. Grizzlies outscored from the three-point line in the first half, 15-6. Lob pass on the inbound to Kyle. Or make that Trayon Grant Foster, gives it to Kyle. Curls over the top, hook pass back. Lionel Kamwemba had it, nearly lost it, picked up by Kyle Germany. Goes up and he scores inside. Kyle Germany with four. Kyle needs to get going here in the second half, 42-31. White up the right side, cut off, double team, whistle, and a foul will be called on the double team, and that'll be on Kyle Germany. That's his third. So Javian Downey will come in for him. Demetrius White in the front court. Left point. Down the left corner. Sellers open. Three is good. They've made three buckets, all three behind the line, and we're back down by 14. 45-31. Javian Downey drives in. Wraparound pass to the left corner. TGF has it. Curls to the free throw line. Follow-away jump shot is way off the mark. Rebound is going to be tipped high in the air, picked up by Kenan Peebles. Good hustle. Javian Downey on the left side to the baseline. All the way in, right-hand reverse. It's blocked, picked up by Foster. Grant Foster goes up with it, missed it. Here's Peebles. Kendon finishes with a putback. Kendon Peebles, first basket. Let's get after him a little, boys. Down the front court, White. Down the lane, dishes inside Wallace. His shot blocked. Kamwimba tied him up. Now put back by Wallace again is good. Timeout called by Three Rivers. 30-second timeout. 47-33, Raiders. 16:56 to go in the second half. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service is here to give you the confidence of knowing when you press your foot to the brake, your vehicle is coming to a stop. Your car's brakes should be examined at least once a year for the safety of you and your family. Preserving your vehicle's brakes is among the most crucial measures you could take, and Don's Auto Service offers quality, affordable brake service. Call or stop in today, and you can also go online to donsautoservice.com for more information.
Now more Grizzly basketball action on Hot Country KDY.
We come back to play Grizzlies as Jamie and Downey falls in the backcourt. Go pass up ahead to Trayon Grand Foster, and he is fouled. And how Javian kept from turning the ball over there, I have no idea. He fell flat on the floor and was able to swipe the ball ahead, and ultimately, as Edison gets the foul on Trayon Grant Foster. So TGF will get two tries here. He's one out of three from the line so far tonight. He has 9 points. We need them all. First one, though, is no good. He'll get one more try. And it's good. 47-34. Fahim Moran in the front court, guarded by Kenan Peebles. He goes right. Steps through. Puts up a tough off-balance shot. No good. Ball will be knocked loose, picked up by Downey. He'll take it all the way to the hole and goes up and partially blocked. And he went down hard, and he's, of course, already had to miss time with a concussion, so hopefully he didn't bang his head as he went down. But bang his head or not, that's still not good. Sellers will be called for the foul, and Javian and Downey will be the free throw shooter. Very aggressive move by Javian Downey. He was going in to dunk the ball and drew the contact. So 16:26 to play. And DJ Prater will check in for the Raiders, and Kamari Vinson will come in for the Grizzlies, or Trayon Grant Foster. Kyle Germany will come in for Javian when he gets a chance. Free throw, first one is no good. Is in the act of shooting, so one more to come. Still struggling from the line. Two out of six, and no good again. And fight for the rebound, and it's picked up by Michi White in the backcourt. Up the left side in the front court. Moran will drive in, lost the ball, and it's going to go out of bounds. Turnover Raiders. Carlos Paul is in the ball game now. Kyle Germany is in the ball game. Javian comes out. Hope he's all right. Seems to be, but those concussions are tricky things. He was cleared to play last weekend. Kamari Vinson, right point. Kyle Germany on the corner. In the corner. Kamari Vinson lobbed to the low block. Inside out pass to the point. Peebles, crossover dribble, lost it, turnover, and a foul on Kendon after losing the basketball. Riley Whitaker will come in now for Kendon. 47-34. Left side. They'll cut off the dribble, and Edison has to move it out front. Now on the right side, Moran. Left point. Over to White. Guarded by Paul. Drives in. Goes up. Right-hand scoop. No good. Rebound. Riley Whitaker for the Grizzlies. Out to Germany. Up the left side. He'll take it to the point. To the right wing. To Unami. Back to the corner. Riley. No shot available. So he'll have to move it back out. Pass inside. Tipped away and stolen. Up the floor. Hook pass on the wing. There's a three for Prater. And it's good. They made five field goals this half, four of them three-pointers, 50-34. Germany, bounce pass in, Carlos Paul, step through, goes up, and no good, but he got fouled. He'll shoot two, and Wallace picks up his first foul for the Raiders. In the first half, the Grizzlies were 40% from the field, 25% from three-point, but they were two out of eight. First free throw for Carlos Paul is good. Beverly and Young back in the lineup for the Raiders. TGF back in for the Grizzlies. 50-35. One more try for the Detroit Lions fan, and it's up and good. 50-36. It's going to take some stops now on defense to get back in this ball game. And some made shots on the baseline. Moran leans in, shoots off balance, no good. Rebound to TGF, gets it out to Kyle Germany. We'll push it a little bit up the right side. He'll hold it up. Now bounce pass over. TGF attacks the middle. Goes in. Right-hand shot blocked. That should be and is a goaltend. Basket good for Trayon Grand Foster. That ball was coming off the backboard and was swiped away. So the basket counts 50-38. We can cut down on mistakes and just play smart basketball. We can get back in the game right now, down by 12. Robert Alexander with Gage Fitz from Thayer in the ball game for the Grizzlies. Beverly on the right side, hands it to Alexander. Lob pass on the block by Beverly, guarded by Carlos Paul. Beverly at 6'8", backs him down, turns to his right. Lost his balance, forced the shot, and he made it. Holy cow. He has fallen backward and just pushed it up to the rim and got it to go. 52-38. Carlos Paul to right elbow down the lane. He'll go up, put it off the glass. No good. Ball tipped long. Picked up Riley Whitaker. Here's Gage Fitz with a three at the point. Too hard. Ball comes off. Taken by Caleb Young. Again, the three-point shooting or lack of is really killing us tonight. Alexander dribbles in, ball deflected to the corner. Caleb Young has it. He'll go to the left baseline, cut off by Kamari Vincent. Over to Alexander, right wing, got a three. That's going to be short, air ball, out of bounds, and the Raiders give it back. Kenan Peebles comes in for Carlos Paul here. Carlos a little bit shaken up. The butt comes off the floor, and he'll take a little rest. Gage Fitz in the front court. Ball slapped away out of bounds. Stays with the Grizzlies with 21 on the shot clock. In the corner, Kamari Vincent. Out on the wing, Kenan Peebles. Looking inside, TGF, and he'll be fouled on a hold inside. That'll be the sixth team foul on the Raiders. Prater picks up his second foul. So we're on the verge of being in the bonus last 13 minutes of the game, but It won't matter if he can't make free throws. For 3 out of 6 this half, we're 4 out of 9 for the ball game. Inbound play. Out front, Kamari. To the point, TGF. High screen, goes left at the elbow. Dribble, lost it. Loose ball, turnover, Grizzlies. Young in the front court. Raiders up 14. Here's a jumper, no good. Beverly gets the rebound inside. Loose basketball, tipped away by Gage Pitts. Grizzlies come up with it. Kamari Vincent at the point. TGF has it. Right side, right corner. Gage with an open three, no good. Rebound to Alexander for the Raiders. Up the floor, down the floor. Here's a drive ball blocked out of bounds by Kenan Peebles, but a blocking foul before that on Kyle Edison. And Riley Whitaker will be called for his first foul. Should be before the shot. No, it's on the shot. Kyle Edison, who has not scored tonight, will shoot 2 times. 12:17 to go. First free throw is good. 53-38 at the end of the game. We'll name our Don's Auto Service player of the game for the Grizzlies. Down by 15. Down by 16. Germany in the backcourt now. In the front court with 12-12 to play on the left wing. TGF dribbles down the key. He'll be fouled by Sellers. That'll be his third foul. So that will put the Grizzlies on the line. 1-1. TGF will go to the line 2 out of 5 tonight. And it's no good. The rebound down to Beverly for the Raiders. Up high, Alexander at the top of the circle with a 2, no good. Tipped up by Beverly, tipped out of bounds, and it'll be Grizzly basketball. Bryce Wallace back in for the Raiders for Anthony Sellers. So they'll go with their two bigs at 6'8 inside for the next little while. Kyle Germany sets the offense, screen to the right, gets it out to TGF. Now Urji Hanami, top of the circle. Kenan Peebles down the lane all the way, goes up, lays it up and good. Whistle, foul the play, basket counts for Kenan Peebles, who now has 4. And he'll get a free throw with that, 54-40. White picks up his second foul. Kendon with 1 at the line, trying to make it a 13-point game. No good. Alexander on the left side. Screen to the right. He'll kick it to the point to Beverly. Back door had a guy open and didn't see him. Now down the paint. Now back out to the point. Wallace spins to the middle. Puts it up and good. Wallace has 9. It's 56-40. Peebles the other end. And a blocking foul on Wallace as he tried to cut off Kenan Peebles driving the baseline. And a stall for the blocking foul. His second. Prater back in for Wallace with 10:54 to go. Kendon with a 1-1. Needham, here's the free throw, and it's good. ...56-41, 15-point game. Next try is good. 56-42. Raiders on offense with 20 on the shot clock. On the right side, a pull-up for a three. It's in and out. Rebound by Kenan Peebles off the miss by Kyle Edison. And now here comes Germany up the right side. Three Rivers gets back on defense. TGF on the left side. Steps through, kicks it to the corner, back out to Germany. Long three is going to be off the mark. Tipped out, picked up by Hunami. He lost it, got it back. In the corner, Whitaker with a three. That's no good. Rebounded by Zaire Beverly. And the Raiders come back the other way. Over on the right side, here's Caleb Young. And a blocking foul on Foster, Grant Foster, for the Grizzlies, his second. Brian Best, the coach of the Raiders, dressed resplendently with in a pink shirt, pink plaid tie, styling. Here's the inbound play. Young on the low block. Posts up, backs down. Now ball knocked away, picked back up by Young. Steps through, kicks it to the corner, deflected toward the sideline. Chased down by Kyle Edison, 10 on the shot clock. In the corner, Young, over the top pass on the left wing. Fake shot by Edison, back to the left corner, open for a three. It's going to be short, rebound long, and it's going to be picked up by the Grizzlies. Germany up the floor, good pass, good catch. Carlos puts it up. That's got to be a goal 10. That ball came off the backboard and was going in, and the official did not call that immediately. But that has got to be a goal 10 every day of the week. Carlos Paul with the basket has 8 points. So cut it back down to 12. Still a lot of time left, 9.5 minutes. Anthony Sellers comes back in for the Raiders. Play the full 40 minutes and see what happens. Still some time to go. In the backcourt, Fahim Moran up the left side, guarded by Kyle Germany. Out front, they'll lob it to the post. Sellers drives the lane, puts it up, missed it. Rebound by Kamari Vincent. Up the left side, Kyle Germany with it. Bounce pass, low block. Carlos Paul, 17-foot jump shot is an air ball. And the Raiders have it. 9 minutes to play. Left baseline drive. They'll cut the ball. Stole it away. Grizzlies come back. Pass up ahead. Kenan Peebles goes up. Left-hand layup. No good. Ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Raiders. Kenan got too far under the basket. Tried to reach back and lay the ball in, but just couldn't quite get it there. And now Lionel Kamwemba back in for the Grizzlies for Carlos Paul. Well, we could make it a 10-point game again. Here's the inbound play. Kyle in the left corner. Right point pass. Urgy. Back over to Kyle. 17-footer hung in midair, kicks it over. Peebles with a three in the corner. Good! Kenan Peebles with a big shot. He has all 11 of his points here in this half, or nine of his 9 points here all in this half. 56-47, back to a 9-point game. 8:17 to go. You got to get stops on defense, though. On the baseline, a drive by Sellers. He'll force it up. Good, foul in the play. Basket counts. They gave him the baseline, and that was the wrong thing to do. Kamari Vincent's second foul. Back to an 11-point game, 58-47. Whitaker and Grant Foster in. Kenan Peebles and Kamari Vincent are out. Anthony Sellers tonight, first free throw try. And it's good. 16 points. Anthony Sellers makes it a 59-47 game. Scores in the region have been really low this year. Here's a drive. Good shot by Kyle Germany as he curled over the top, down the right side, and laid it off the glass. He has six. White in the backcourt. Cut off by Germany. Now knocked away from behind, and a late whistle, and a call will be against. Or is that going to be out of bounds? Nope, it is a foul. It's on Kyle Germany. That's his fourth. So Kyle comes out, and Gage pits in, and I notice Javian Downey did not come in that spot where he normally would. Free throw is good by Demetrius White. 60-49. And next one, no good. Rebound, Lionel Kumwimba. He leads the Grizzlies in rebounding with 7 a game. Going to have to hurry to get over the timeline. They do with TGF. He has it out high on the right wing. Gets a screen. Now on the left wing, Pitts. Boy, they had Lionel wide open inside. They didn't throw him the ball. On the wing, Whitaker, a three is good. Riley Whitaker, second three of the night. Makes it an 8-point game. 60-52. White guarded by Urgy in the front court on the right sideline. Gets a high screen from Beverly. Pick and roll. Kick it to the left corner. Open shot, Alexander for a three. No good. Rebound, Urgy Hanami. We can make it a 5-point game with a three here. At the point, Riley inside. Good feed. Layup. Urgy Hanami. Good. Great feed from Riley Whitaker. And now a whistle and a timeout's going to be called by the Raiders. Grizzlies have cut a 16-point game down to a 6-point game with 6:41 to go in the second half with the score. Raiders 60, Grizzlies 54. And we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service is here to give you the confidence of knowing when you press your foot to the brake, your vehicle is coming to a stop. Your car's brakes should be examined at least once a year for the safety of you and your family. Preserving your vehicle's brakes is among the most crucial measures you could take, and Don's Auto Service offers quality, affordable brake service. Call or stop in today, and you can also go online to donsautoservice.com for more information.
First Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hey, this is Maddie. As you get your day going, I am sure you've noticed the morning temperatures are getting cooler and cooler. At Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have everything you need. Heavy flannel, hats and gloves, hoodies, vests, jackets and coats, bib overalls, jeans, outerwear, climate gear, and much more. Stop in today.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly basketball on KDY.
6 minutes, 41 seconds to go in the ball game. The Grizzlies were down by 16 here in the second half. They've got it down to six. It'll be Raiders basketball from the far end of the floor. Inbound play in the backcourt to Faheem Moran. He'll bring it up against Urgy Hanami, who's had a really good defensive game tonight. To go along with 6 points. On the right side, Alexander pick and roll over on the left side. See if we can make them settle for a long shot. Here's a three from the left point, and it's no good. Rebound to Riley Whitaker. Grizzlies come back. We can make it a one-possession game, possibly. Riley has it wide open. Three ball is up and no good. Tipped long, picked up by the Raiders. Boy, he had a good look at it. Straight on. From the top of the three-point circle. But it wouldn't go down. 6:03 to go. 60-54. High screen to the left elbow. At the point, Caleb Young with a three, and it's good. It felt like the time from the time he started up with it, it was going in, and it did. 63-54. 5:45 to play. TGF. Out front with the dribble. Keeps the dribble. Still dribbling, down the lane, left-hand layup, high off the board and good. TGF now with 14 points, 63-56. Raiders, another three by Young is no good. This one goes way long, picked up by the Raiders. Bounce pass inside, double team. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound to Gage Pitts. And now TGF up the left side. And he got tripped, and he'll shoot. Two shots. Double bonus for the Raiders. And that's on Sellers. That's his fourth foul. So the Grizzlies will have Trayon Grant Foster at the line. Two out of six from the line, but he'll get two shots here. Riley Whitaker comes out. He really played well. First of two is short, but good. Hits the lip of the rim, then hits the back iron, the backboard, the back of the rim, and then went in. We'll take him any way we can get him. Back to a six-point game, 63-57. And good again, same thing. TGF has 16. Full court pressure. Young plays it in the backcourt to Moran. Fahim Moran guarded by Kamari Vincent. Grizzlies have shown some grit coming back here, down by five. On the right sideline now. Crossover over the middle. Here's a drive. Tough off-balance shot. Whistle and an offensive foul is going to be the call for a push-off on Kyle Edison. That'll be his third foul. Player control, and so it'll be Grizzly basketball with a chance maybe to cut it to three, maybe to two. Still a lot of time left, 4:54. It'd be nice to see us get the ball inside to Carlos Paul here at the other end. He gives up a couple of inches in height, but he is really good around the basket and can draw fouls. Kyle Germany out front gives it to TGF. He'll move down the lane. Be cut off, double team, step through, puts it up and in. TGF starting to feel it now, and it's a three-point game, a one-possession game, 4:30 to play, 63-60. Grizzlies on defense, high screen left for Raheem to the left corner. Here's a three, and it's no good. Rebound long to the corner, picked up by TGF. Off the miss by Edison, long a terrible pass up the floor. Tried to baseball it up ahead to Carlos Paul and threw it away. Bad judgment there. All we had to do was bring the ball up and set our offense, but instead we went for the home run and we struck out. 4:17 to go, 63-60. Inbound play. Moran has it. Grizzlies back up to play defense. Second half turnovers, four for the Grizzlies compared to 11 in the first half. High screen, cutting down the middle of the lane. The drive, right-hand scoop shot, no good. Putback is no good. Rebound, Grizzlies. Kenan Peebles, we're on the run now. Up the left side, Kenan cut off on the sideline, and we'll set the offense. Get it back to Kyle Germany. 63-60, a three would tie the game. High screen ball knocked away and stolen away by the Raiders. They come up with it, and another turnover, two in a row now on the Grizzlies. Kyle Edison all the way, goes up, drives, no good, whistle, offensive foul. Carlos Paul draws the charge, and the Grizzlies get it back, and Edison just picked up his fourth foul. Michi White will check back in for him. Timeout on the floor. With 3:27 to go, the Grizzlies are down by three, and it's a full timeout with a score of Three Rivers 63, the Grizzlies 60. We're back in a minute on KDY.
Did you know we have one of the largest and competitive priced Pro Series batteries in the Ozarks? You could call us the outfitters of agricultural, ATV, automotive, commercial, lawnmower, and solar Pro Series batteries. And my number one customer service team can only get you the proper battery if you bring us the model, type, and code. Stop in and see us today. Hirsch Nose Batteries.
Hirsch Paint and Font Supply, we're more than a font store.
At Holiday Inn Express and Suites in West Plains, your comfort and satisfaction is their top priority every day. That's why they're the top-rated Holiday Inn Express and Suite location for customer satisfaction, not just in America, but the world for four consecutive years. They feature a pool and an exercise facility, spacious, comfortable lobby and rooms offering comfort and relaxation. Make your reservation by calling 417-257-3000. Stay with the best. Holiday Inn Express and Suites, 1301 Preacher Row Boulevard, West Plains.
The Grizzlies play here on Hot Country KDY.
We were down by 16 points with about 15 minutes to play in the ball game, and now we're down by 3 with 3:27 to play. And now Three Rivers will pressure in the backcourt. Germany gets it up top, top of the circle. Carlos Paul. He'll face up, bounce pass down low, bad pass, thrown away. No angle to throw that pass from the point down to the low block on the right side. Three straight turnovers. .308 to play. Fahim Moran, front court, right side, Caleb Young. Grizzlies are in it, but we got to start doing something with it. Michi White up high. Off the screen, dribbles to the right side of the key. Cut off. Young got away with a walk. Still on the dribble. Left elbow, left corner. Wallace pushes off. Pull up jump shot from 18 is good. And how in the heck did he make that shot? Bryce Wallace, the postman, with a big shot, makes it a five-point game. Three Rivers takes timeout. 2:43 to play. 65-60. Raiders lead it by five. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
Bailey, Chevy, and GMC. Home of the Bailey Factor.
If you are constantly borrowing a truck to haul wood and end up breaking the back glass out of your neighbor's truck, you might need a truck.
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. If it's time to get your own truck, Bailey Chevy GMC has the right one for you. Come in to find yours, and together let's drive.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, call 255-7955 or visit wp.missouristate.edu. Registration is going on now for in-person, online, and blended classes. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
College basketball action with the Grizzlies continues now on Hot Country KDY.
Well, we've fought our way back in the game, but we've committed three straight turnovers, which has really hurt. Grizzlies down by five. We're still in it. 2:36 to play. Riley Whitaker with an up fake on the wing to the corner. Urji Hanami has it in the right side. To the right wing, to the left point. Kamari Vinson bounces, hands now to Kyle Germany. Off the screen, to the corner. Urji. Baseline, takes it all the way in, goes up, blocked from behind. Loose basketball picked up by Urji. He's open, shoots the three. It's going to be no good. And the rebound to Caleb Young for Three Rivers. 2:13 to go, and the Raiders are looking pretty good right now. 65-60 on the left side. White, you've got to get a stop here. Wallace on the right side now with Moran. Baseline takes it in all the way, slapped away, and a reach-in foul will be called on the Grizzlies. Well, somebody called something. Yep, the foul is on Kamari Vinson, his third foul. And it'll be a 1-1. Fahim Moran is 2-for-2 from the free throw line. He'll shoot the 1-1 here. 65-60 with 1:55 to play. Free throw try is good. Still technically a two-possession game. Here's the next try, and it's good. Moran makes them both, and he has seven. 67-60. 1:50 to go. We got to make a bucket here. Riley Whitaker at the right point. He is pushed away, gets it out to Kyle Germany. He'll take it to the right corner. Go baseline, spin to the middle, open off the board. Good. Great spin move and a timeout called by the Grizzlies. Kyle Germany with 8. Back to a 5-point game with 1:36 to play. We still have a foul to give to put them on the line for a 1-1, but that's it. 30-second timeout, 1:36 to play. Grizzlies down 67-62 at Poplar Bluff. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Hey, this is Maddie. As you get your day going, I am sure you've noticed the morning temperatures are getting cooler and cooler. At Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have everything you need. Heavy flannel, hats and gloves, hoodies, vests, jackets and coats, bib overalls, jeans, outerwear, climate gear, and much more. Stop in today.
Grizzly basketball continues now on Hot Country KDY.
Well, the guy we want to foul is Bryce Wallace, and I don't know. Yeah, he's still out there. So if we got to give a foul, Bryce Wallace is the guy to go after. He's 1 out of 4 from the line. Here's the ball stolen at midcourt. Grizzlies, and it's stolen right back. The Raiders take it all the way in, right hand layup, good. Fahim Moran. We had it for a second. Down by 7. All the way to the hole. Kyle Germany off the board, no good. Rebound to Michi White. And with 1:08 to go, that will probably about do it. We've got a foul to give if we want to put him on the line. And there's a grab by Urji Hanami. His second foul will be a 1-1. That will put Michi White on the line. He was 1 out of 2. Riley Whitaker will check back in. Michi White will have a 1-1, 69-62 with 1:02 to play. Raiders up, free throw good. We'll play the Raiders one more time in February in West Plains. Next try, good. 71-62. DJ Prater will check in for Anthony Sellers for the Raiders. Germany in the backcourt. To the side to Riley. Up fake, bullet pass underneath. Layup good by Kenyon Peebles. Timeout, Grizzlies down by 7, 71-64, 53 seconds left in the game. And another 30-second timeout. We'll just keep it here during this. No game tomorrow night, Friday night from Springfield. Zizzer basketball, they'll play the Kickapoo Chiefs. We'll have that here on KDY. And then Saturday, the Zizzers will play at around 1:30. At home against Forsyth in the makeup game. James Hurt will have that. And right after that game, we will head north and have the broadcast as the Grizzlies play Jefferson College. And right now it's looking like we're going to be still trying to break a losing streak. Here's the inbound play. The Raiders line up with 5 guys out of bounds, and they break. Inbound play. That's pretty smart. Never thought about that. Can't guard, can't get close to him out of bounds, can you? Here's an alley-oop to the other end, and a dunk. Anthony Sellers with a set play. They penetrated. He came in from the right corner, and the alley-oop, and he threw it down. Here's TGF with a 3 on the right side. No good. Tipped up by Urji Hanami. Good. We got another Grizzly timeout. 35 seconds to go, 73-66. And back in 1 minute on KDY.
At Holiday Inn Express and Suites in West Plains, your comfort and satisfaction is their top priority every day. That's why they're the top-rated Holiday Inn Express and Suite location for customer satisfaction, not just in America, but the world, for four consecutive years. They feature a pool and an exercise facility, spacious, comfortable lobby and rooms offering comfort and relaxation. Make your reservation by calling 417-257-3000. Stay with the best. Holiday Inn Express and Suites, 1301 Preacher Row Boulevard, West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
If you're in the market for tires, stop by Don's Auto Service in West Plains first. Right now, get $200 back online or mail-in rebate with a set of four select Goodyear or Kelly tires when you use the Goodyear credit card. Offer good through December 31st.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Now more Grizzly basketball action on Hot Country KDY.
All right, we come back to play the Grizzlies with 34 seconds to play. Inbound play, long pass up the floor. Wallace has it in the paint, and he'll be fouled, and that'll stop the clock. Kendon Peebles will pick up the foul with 29 seconds to go. Third foul on Kendon. Bryce Wallace will go to the free throw line. He's the guy to foul, but now they're in the double bonus. Grizzlies have lost. Let's see. First free throw is good by Wallace. 74-66. This would be the sixth loss in a row for the Grizzlies. Next free throw is off the mark, no good. And now a foul on Caleb Young as Grizzlies brought the ball off the court. Boy, that's exactly what they didn't want to do. But Kamari Vinson will be the beneficiary. He'll go to the line. Second foul on Caleb Young. Kamari Vinson tonight has 5 points. You have to score in the half, and the first one here is good. One more try for Kamari Vinson, and it's off the back iron, no good. Ball tipped over, picked up by Michi White. 22 seconds to go. They double team quickly in the backcourt, and a whistle away from the ball, and a foul is called on the Grizzlies. 19 seconds left, 74-67. Kamari Vinson picks up his fourth foul. 74-67. Fahim Moran, who is 4 out of 4 from the line, shoots, and it's good. Riley Whitaker comes in for Urgi Hanami. Bryce Wallace out of the lineup for Robert Alexander for 3 Rivers. One more try for the redshirt freshman, Fahim Moran from Florida. Free throw is good. 18 seconds. 76-67. In the corner, a 3 by Germany is good. Grizzlies call time with 11 seconds left, down by 6. Well, I saw a video the other day of a team that was down by 5 with 3 seconds to go, and they found a way to win. But we're down by 6 with 11 seconds left, and we'll take another 30-second timeout. Grizzlies down by 6 and back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Her Speed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Her Speed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Hey, this is Maddie. As you get your day going, I am sure you've noticed the morning temperatures are getting cooler and cooler. At Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have everything you need. Heavy flannel, hats and gloves, hoodies, vests, jackets and coats, bib overalls, jeans, outerwear, climate gear, and much more. Stop in today.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly basketball on KDY.
Well, our Don's Auto Service player of the game will be named after this is all said and done. Michi White on the inbound play for the Raiders. 10 seconds to go and a foul with 9.6 left. Just a matter of figuring out who that foul will be on. Urji Hanami with his third foul. 9.6 left on the clock. So the Grizzlies are going to go to 8-14 and 0-6 against region teams. Fahim Moran, free throw is good. Note to self, we don't want to foul this guy late in a tight game. He makes them all. Next one is good. He's 8 for 8 from the line. 8 seconds left. Down the key, baseline, inside out pass. Germany shoots a 3 from the right side. Short. Loose basketball. Horn ball game. Second time this year, the Raiders beat the Grizzlies. This time, 78-70 at Poplar Bluff. A 1 minute break, and we'll recap the game and talk it over with the head coach of the Grizzlies, Jared Fay, in just a moment on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service is here to give you the confidence of knowing when you press your foot to the brake, your vehicle is coming to a stop. Your car's brakes should be examined at least once a year for the safety of you and your family. Preserving your vehicle's brakes is among the most crucial measures you could take, and Don's Auto Service offers quality, affordable brake service. Call or stop in today, and you can also go online to donsautoservice.com for more information.
The Grizzlies play here on Hot Country KDY.
So the final score again is 78-70. Three Rivers with their second win over the Grizzlies here in the month of January. Jared Fay over here to my right. You know, we really didn't do ourselves any favors after we scored first and then gave up 14 in a row. But I thought we showed something in the second half. Got down by 16 points, had 15 minutes to go in the game, and been easy to pack it in, but we didn't, and we got it down to one possession, but we just kept turning the stinking ball over three times in a row.
Yeah, those three turnovers sting right there quite a bit, but you're right, our effort's good. The guys are really battling. We're pretty banged up right now, and, you know, it's a lot of guys are playing a lot of minutes and a lot of physical tough minutes, but we did. We had a chance right there with the, we just can't waste possessions like that. It's some of them are like the same things. So some of the same turnovers that we keep seeing, you know, we don't shorten the distance of the pass. We over dribble sometimes, and we can't win close games with those types of turnovers.
Yeah, in the first half, we shot, 40%. Second half, we shot 45%. So we did a little bit better, but we just keep getting killed from the three-point line overall from a total point standpoint, three-point shooting. In the ball game, we had 5 out of 19 from the three-point line. They were 10 out of 24. That's a hard gap to make up. And, again, our free throw shooting was a little bit better tonight. But those are two things that we're going to have to clean up if we're going to win some ball games.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, the three of those threes they hit were right to start the second half. So they're kind of backbreakers, but you know, again, our guys could have threw the towel in right there and just not competed, but we cut right back into it. I think Three Rivers is as talented as anybody in the conference, and, you know, when they play well like they did tonight, they'll be tough for anybody to beat.
I thought that, you know, in the first game, Carlos Paul had 18 points, and he really ate him alive inside, but we just weren't able to get him the basketball in the post tonight.
Yeah, I knew that would probably be their game plan. You know, they were showing double and kind of just doing everything. And both their bigs did a better job on him too. He fouled both of them out at our place, and you know the game was called probably a little bit physical. So there's sometimes maybe he's getting to the rim and wasn't getting the foul call, and that was obviously both ways. But you know, we just got to regroup from this and learn from our mistakes and get better.
And Javian Downey played tonight, but he took a hard fall. Is he okay, or is he a little?
I think he's okay. It's just more at this point in time, it's a precaution. You know, I've told myself that anytime he hits his head right now, we'll probably pull him out and give him a day and see how he is tomorrow. We can't afford to lose him for the rest of the season at this point, so I'd rather err on the side of caution. But certainly could have used him. It's been tough. You know, he's played the last couple games, but hasn't really been able to get in a rhythm and get back to who he was before he got hurt.
And then on Saturday we go up to Hillsboro, correct?
Yeah, I believe this first game against Jefferson County ever, right? First time with their program. They're actually in our conference, and we just got to go up there and battle.
All right, that'll be Saturday around 3 o'clock. I'll be here on KDY. Thanks, Coach.
All right, thanks, Rob.
Appreciate it. All right, so the final again, the Grizzlies fall to the Raiders, final 78-70. Scoring from the ball game. By the way, our Don's Auto Service player of the game, I'm going to give it to Riley Whitaker. He only had 6 points tonight, but he really played well at both ends of the floor, probably had his best game as a Grizzly tonight. So Riley Whitaker will be our Don's Auto Service player of the game. And on the scoring front, the Grizzlies had 16 from Trayon Grant Foster, 11 from Kyle Germany, 11 from Kendon Peebles. All 11 for Kendon came in the second half of the game. 8 apiece for Carlos Paul and Urji Hunami, and 6 points for Kamari Vinson, 2 each for Lionel Kimwemba. And, well, that was it, 2 points for Lionel, and that rounded out the scoring. Leading score for Three Rivers with 18 was Anthony Sellers. They had 5 players in double figures, 13 apiece for Caleb Young and Fahim Moran, 12 points for Rice Wallace, and 10 for Demetrius White. So the Grizzlies, with the loss, fall to 8-14, we're going to be 0-6 as we play at Jefferson College against the Vikings on Saturday. 3 o'clock start time right after the West Plains Forsyth game here on KDY. Tonight at the Littlest Sports Family Sports Complex, the Raiders jumped out to a 14-2 lead. They go on for the win, 78-70. For Nate Hudson in the studio, I'm Harlan Hutchison saying good night from Poplar Bluff, Missouri.
Grizzly basketball on Hot Country KDY brought to you in part by Bailey Chevrolet, by Holiday Inn Express and Suites, by Ozarks Healthcare, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, and Don's Auto Service. Grizzly basketball on KDY is a production of Ozark Radio Sports, a division of Ozark Marketing Company.